Acknowledgements. The human body is a complicated subject, and how that body ingests, processes, and draws energy from air, and how that air affects our brains, bones, blood, bladders, and everything else. Well, I learned over the last few years that understanding and writing about all that is another beast altogether. I'm deeply indebted to the medical pulmonauts who offered me their time, wisdom, coaching, and repeated respiratory rectifications along this wild and weird journey. Thank you, Dr. Jayakar Nayak at the Stanford University Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery Center for slipping away from that 10-hour brain procedure to jam endoscopes up my nose and then explain the subtleties of cilia and sphenoids over salads at Vino Enoteca. Thank you, Dr. Mariana Evans, for schooling me in the ways of disevolution and for driving me all around Philly in such a nice car. Dr. Theodore Belfour and Dr. Scott Simonetti shared countless meals over countless months to describe the countless marvels of masticatory stress, nitric oxide, and Italian wines. Dr. Justin Feinstein at the Laureate Institute of Brain Research played hooky from his NIH lab work to give me a hard lesson in brain science, amygdalae, and the panicking power of carbon dioxide. I begged and borrowed, with annotations, mind you, from several dozen elucidating books, interviews, and scientific articles penned by these respiratory renegades. They are Dr. Michael Gelb, Dr. Mark Berheny, Dr. Stephen Lin, Dr. Kevin Boyd, Dr. Ira Packman, Dr. John Finer at the University of California San Francisco Hypoxia Research Laboratory, Dr. Stephen Park at the Department of Otorhinolaryngology at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, Dr. Amit Anon at the Division of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Ann Kearney, Doctor of Speech-Language Pathology at the Stanford Voice and Swallowing Center, and of course, the generous and garrulous Doctors Mike and John Mew. A crew of DIY pulmonauts welcomed me into their lives and lungs and showed me the transformative applications of breathing for real people living in the real world. Thank you to Chuck McGee III at Iced Viking Breathworks, Lynn Martin at Breathing Coordination, Sasha Yakovleva at the Breathing Center, Luis Sergio Alvarez de Rose, John Causeway Chisenhall, and Hedwan Pinheiro at the de Rose Method, Zach Fletcher at Mind Body Climb, and Tad Panther. Un grand merci to the mysterious and heretofore nameless clan of cataphiles for leading me deep below the cemetery at Montparnasse and staining my jeans with thousand-year-old human bone dust. Thanks, too, to Mark Gottling at Bodymetrics for the suite of sleep and fitness monitoring devices, and Elizabeth Ash for offering up her luxurious Parisian pied-à-terre for an entire month. Writing a paltry taxa yavla maquette feels like very thin gratitude for my partner in nasal crime, Anders Olsen, a pulmonaut so dedicated to his craft that he ditched the glory of the Swedish midsummer to spend a month in dewy San Francisco with silicone up his nose, a pulse oximeter clipped to his finger, and tape over his lips. Thank you, Anders. But next time, can we please just plug our ears instead? My early attempts to leave no stone unturned in the lost art and science of breathing left me with a pile of word rubble. This is a long way of saying that this book, like most books, took a while and too often felt like Sisyphean drudgery. Courtney Young, my virtuosic, adroit, and often hilarious editor at Riverhead, boiled down a 270,000-word quagmire of sesquipedalian verbiage to the more digestible brick readers hold in their hands. Co-pilot literary agent Danielle Svetkov at Levine Greenberg Rostan Literary Agency not only immediately returned my whiny calls, which is unheard of in this line of work, trust me on this, but she also worked side by side with me to sculpt, hone, and polish the verbs in her own ruthless and fabulous way. Svetkov's constant support is priceless, or at minimum, worth way more than that 15%. Alex Hurd once again winced while he whittled and wetted innumerable chapter drafts down to the dagger quotes in his almost legible cursive writing. Sorry for ruining so many of your weekends, Alex. Daniel Crewe at Penguin Books UK offered sage words of advice and encouragement early on and until the end. I owe mafia-level favors to the readers who provided a much-needed editorial pummeling on early versions of this tome. Thank you to the crabby and scrupulous Adam Fisher, to the exclamatory Caroline Paul, to the poetic Matthew Zupruder, the careful Michael Scherzepek, adamant Richard Lowe, flexible Ron Penna, and to the cold-hearted Jason Deeren. Just give me a call whenever you need to move that body from the trunk. My research assistant and fact-checker extraordinaire, Patricia Prisluka, scoured through several hundred scientific papers with terrible titles like Trained Breathing-Induced Oxygenation Acutely Reverses Cardiovascular Autonomic Dysfunction in Patients with Type 2 Diabetes and Renal Disease. And then she suffered the indignity of cross-checking this convolution digit by digit in the final drafts. Thank you, Patricia, for your fastidiousness and spectacular grammar. Firstly, to my lovely wife, Katie Story, who breathes a constant supply of fresh, often eucalyptus-scented air into my small office and frenzied life. Breath was written between the stacks of art books at the Mechanics Institute Library in San Francisco, at the American Library in Paris, and on the kitchen table of that little red-doored house beside the old Catholic cemetery in Volcano, California, population 103.